and then actually. Okay. All right. So, 3, 2, 1.
Was I too early on that?
I think mine was too early.
I don't know. Well, it'll even out. It doesn't really matter.
How are you going to look for the clap? Because it's just kind of...
It's a big, sharp line.
Yeah, but I mean... I don't know. I mean, I'm afraid... No, I guess I haven't been clipping any. So I guess it's guess it won't be that hard to find.
Okay, yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, I think we're good.
Don't think I'm an idiot or a child or something.
I don't know. I don't know how this works, Ross. I just know about Sonic and pizza.
And that's all he knows about. Yo, what's up, kids? Episode 2.
Book 2. It's Avatar.
It's a song of fire and ice. Hot, ice cold blue Sonic and fiery hot pizza.
Right, pizza stone, baby.
This ain't no Game of Thrones. This is a game of slices. Ooh, yeah. Tasty. Mm. The only stone I carry about is the Blarney Stone and
pizza stone.
And the pizza stone, baby. Hot, right out of the oven.
Do you know where you can get one of those pizza stones? I've been considering investing in one.
Listen, my friend, you have to travel to the hills of Mount Fuji and collect one of their pizza, the traditional pizza stones.
To fight one of those, what you call them, those Japanese ghosts, those yokai or whatever the hell.
The yokai?
You gotta challenge an oni? You gotta fight an oni.
We gotta fight our own demon today, and that's the demon of
hunger.
Hunger? I was gonna go for, oh gosh, why did I forget the word? Sonic, help me. Sonic, buddy. Indifference? Oh gosh.
Apathy? Ennui?
Ennui? The French?
Don't even talk about the fucking French, because they're the ones that are responsible for that Sonic boom.
Fuck you, fuck Sonic off. Boom. Let's not get into that personally. This is the Hogcast. Speedy Delivery, Chapter 2, Episode 2, Book 2. We don't care. We don't care about the nomenclature.
We don't care about numbers.
I'm your host, your intrepid host, Russ Walsh. It's my friend, Alan, here.
Yo.
He's going to be bringing it Zaw style, going to carry some Sonic. I'm going to be bringing some Sonic and also bringing some pizza. We are like delivery men. We bring knowledge pizza instead of the real flaky goodness. Not as good. I apologize. If there's one thing we can both agree on, Alan, our podcast may never be as good as pizza.
It may never. Well, it'll be better than some pizza, but not all pizza, and certainly not the pizza from Domino's.
Of course not.
No.
Once again, we want to say we are not sponsored by Domino's. We wish we were.
We are merely a fan cast at this moment. I'm talking to some of the interns about it, and they're trying to connect through the social media, but it's all in the air right now.
You know, I mean, we tried connecting with the Sonic, Sonic's and Sega's social media team.
Oh yeah, I definitely tried to engage those fucks, but oh boy,
they're run by cavemen or children. I don't know, but
they're run probably by people with bad taste. So I guess should we get into our first segment here?
I'm just saying, those people who are running that account would probably take a bite in the Domino's and go, I'd rather have a DiGiorno.
I want a little Caesars, hot and ready.
Yeah, I got a hot and ready fist to go up your mouth, dummy.
And you got hot and ready teeth. Turds coming out of your butt. Because that's what you are. You're a bunch of butts.
You should go to a toilet store and find a home, idiot.
Go live in one of the toilets.
Instead of going to a real estate place.
Yeah.
The only real estate you should be sent to is a mental asylum, where you can hang out with a bunch of Nintendorks who got obsessed with their girlfriend Zelda and his green hat. Fuck you.
Fuck off. The only person in the Nintendo universe I care about is Waluigi. Because I view him as a sort of aspect of Big the Cat. Think about it.
Think about it. You know,
They're both purple, they're both black, they both have orange shoes.
They love fishing.
They love tennis.
And they have both died many times.
They both die and come back, they're deathless.
So... you know how I feel about Waluigi.
How?
Well, I think they probably need to pay for image rights. Nintendo is my check. CGI capture.
I thought you were about to say that they should pay for image rights because he's basically Big the Cat. It's like somebody took a thing of Big the Cat
and
like made like an anthro version of him and then stretched it out like extra tall.
I'm not going to lie, dude. I am who they based Waluigi off of. I don't like to bring it up. That was back in my Hollywood days before I followed the digital revolution.
You were just handing out headshots on Sunset.
I was handing out headshots on Sunset. I was working as Superman at the Grumman's Chinese Theater. Stole my image.
Damn.
Stole my lifestyle. It's brutal. I was in talks to play Golem.
Yeah, yeah.
I was going to be the CGI capture man. They hired an Australian or Scottish fuck.
Whatever that guy is.
Who later turned into a monkey for a video game nobody bought. So fuck yeah, you, Andy Serkis.
Ape Escape? Was he an Ape Escape?
He was an Ape Escape.
he was all the monkeys in Ape Escape.
He was Solid Ape Snake.
He was the Ape Escape monkeys that were in Metal Gear Solid 3. Yeah.
Kojima was into Lord of the Rings at the time. We're not here to talk about Kojima. We're here to talk about Naka. But first things first, we need to talk personal stuff. In a little segment we call Quillheads Talk Shop, personally.
Okay. So, we already mentioned social media and Sega's poor, poor handling of the Sonic the Hedgehog brand on Twitter.
Everywhere, at this point.
Everywhere, pretty much everywhere. They're ruining it. They're ruining it for a brand new generation of Quillheads. And it's pathetic. It's disheartening.
I met with my cute little niece. He thinks Knuckles is like a brand of tires or something.
I appreciate that your niece is some sort of person who uses both gender pronouns. That's cool.
Listen, gender free in 2013.
Sonic has been preaching.
She or
it forever.
He don't know and don't care. Follow her Tumblr.
I like
it's Supernatural Lover 420 baby at dot.
I was cool with everything. I was cool with everything in this until you got to the part where you're like 5-year-old cousin smoking weed. But whatever. Washington State, baby. I don't know.
No, he was born on 420.
Oh, like Hitler. That guy, Hitler.
Oh, I thought it was the guy who currently runs the Sonic franchise. Oops.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
Sorry, my bad. Please continue.
Yeah. So, recently, I begrudgingly followed the Sonic _Hedgehog Twitter account, which is Sega's Sonic Twitter account. I don't know why they couldn't get the real handle. I don't know if somebody's squatting it, waiting for money.
I was confused. I saw you follow that, when I was creeping over your shoulder.
Yeah.
And I swore, I was like, why is he following some fucked up fan account? Like, their tweets are so bad.
Yeah, is this like an open RP? Are they role-playing a Sonic? Is there like Amy _Rose on there too?
Alan won't even follow my RP account. Like, I'm so confused, but...
Yeah, Russ's Speedwagon role-playing account. I won't follow
Speedwagon the Hedgehog, but...
Okay, hold on a second. If Sonic had a stand, what would it be? It'd be Sonic Youth, obviously. That's what it'd be called. Or would it be named after Crush 40 Jam?
It would either be called Teenage Daydream or Jun Sano. And it would just be Jun Sano.
It would be Jun Sano. It'd be Jun Sano, and he would have a microphone, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know what he would do, and he would he'd probably warp the fabric of space time with his beautiful singing.
Yeah.
Make Sonic go even faster.
Or maybe he would just turn people into pizza or something if you followed some arbitrary.
Oh, fuck. Yeah. He'd have to have some sort of crazy, fucked up rule. And if Sonic sees you eating a chili dog, then he, turns
you
into a
pizza. If you touch a Nintendo controller at any point in your life, you turn into a pizza.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Where were we going with this again? Oh, yeah, their fucked up Twitter feed.
Yeah, their fucked up Twitter feed. So they have these giveaways every Wednesday, and you, tweet a hashtag, and you can win, some of their Sonic merch, which for the most part is, bullshit Sonic Boom merch, I might want to win that so I can flush it down the toilet, because come on.
Yeah.
But this week, they were giving away something that I actually did want, which was a Sonic the Hedgehog hat.
Oh. This Sonic the Hedgehog hat?
Yeah, the one that you're wearing right now, sitting in front of me.
Oh, it's nice,
yeah, that one.
Do you want to feel it real quick? Grip the ear.
Yeah, I'm tugging on it.
Doesn't it feel like real flesh and animal
fur? It feels like it's melded into your scalp. I can feel... There's a pulse going through this.
Is there a heart? This is getting some Silent Hill Cronenberg shit. You might want to draw your hand away. It's starting to consume it within it. But
yeah, I've got blue on my hand now. It's ugh. Okay. But anyway, so I tried winning this hat. So I tweeted with the hashtag. I'm like, hey, I need this so I can finally show off what a true Quillhead I am to the outside world. And I didn't win. Some other person did that was a 13-year-old with a Sonic Boom Amy profile pic. And I wonder if that...
A 13-year-old, more like a 35-year-old.
Like a 35-year-old dude in France, maybe, or Quebec?
Yeah.
Or whatever, wherever they speak French.
some nerd, probably the guy who designed the new Amy to fap to, the creep.
Yeah, the guy who's scrounging through DeviantArt is like, huh, I like this one the most. It made my boner the biggest. And then he downloaded it to his fucked up French video editing software.
His Company 64 or something, I don't know.
Yeah, he downloaded it into that Movie Maker program that you put on YouTube to make videos about how your parents grounded you. Go Animate or whatever. That's what they make the show in.
Yeah, Go Animate. I want to make a shout out to Go Animate to go to prison. Go prison, mate. That's what it's about.
Go inmate.
Go inmate.
Fuck.
That's what you deserve, you fuckers. If I God see you it. Animating, get a pen and some paper, assholes, and don't ruin Sonic anymore.
Or better yet, maybe get some pixels and a computer, make the new Sonic. Make something that's almost as good as Sonic, but it won't be.
It won't be.
But try. Follow your rainbow.
Get some polygons, not the website. You're not sponsored by them either, but they could
be. No.
I don't know.
They could be if you want. Come on.
Yeah, anyway. Yeah. Nature Box. Shout out to Nature Box.
Shout out to MailKimp.
Want to hit up real quick Squarespace. Make your own space for Sonic.
AdamandEve.com. they got a real good Sally Acorn fleshlight on there. I highly recommend it.
I'll ask my mom later. Anyway.
Show her the knuckles section. She might like it.
Well, okay. Knuckle. Imagine one of those fist-shaped dildos, but knuckles
it's a giant. Oh god, that'd be cool. It'd be just one of those sock'em boppers.
Anyway,
you put on your a Hulk fist.
Yeah.
That'd be good. Of course, there's no Sonic dildos because you can't make a graven image of him.
No.
You're not allowed to.
We don't know what his genitalia looks like. I've been speculating for years. You can follow my blog, sonictaint.tumblr.com.
So you're focused purely on the taint, huh?
No, it was a big part of the research, and I felt like people might mistake it for how
I guess
the franchise...
taint is the only thing we've ever really been able to see is this taint, explicitly.
That's what I'm saying, you know.
And I guess from there, you can sort of build off to what does his scrotum look like, what's his dick look like, that sort of thing.
Anyway, that's been Quillhead's Talk Shop personally, baby. We got personal tonight about Sonic's taint. Because what's more personal than the male genitalia?
I don't know.
I've never let anybody... I'm a never nude, by the way.
Oh, okay.
Maybe in that Sonic TV is. Show.
Oh, like the funny, like the thing.
Do you think Sonic's a never nude?
Maybe. What if he wears... What if, much like your Sonic hat, he's been wearing some sort of shorts or underwear or something that's fused with his flesh?
Oh, God. Maybe he was wearing a denim jacket all the time and then eventually morphed into his new arms in Sonic Boom.
What if he, tried some sort of John Cougar Mellencamp style?
Fuck you, Sonic Boom.
Oh, my God. John Cougar Mellencamp, Jack and Diane, do you remember that one line from the song?
No, I don't. I don't think I've ever heard that song.
Jack and Diane?
Nope.
Little ditty about Jack and Diane?
A Little Caesars about Jack and Diane?
Hold on. This is going somewhere, Russ. I promise you. Little ditty about Jack and Diane, two kids growing up in the heartland. Okay, fast forward a couple of lines. Sucking on
Tom Petty song?
No, that's John Cougar Mellencamp. They're all white, old white dudes in denim jackets, so I understand how you can get it mixed up. Sucking on chili dogs outside the Dairy Queen or Tasty Freeze. It's one of those two. Chili dogs. What if John Cougar Mellencamp is alt universe Sonic? Is all I'm saying. What if he's the one that turns into Sonic Boom?
This is getting a little heretical, friend. You might be chased down by the Papal Legions.
No. Here's what I'm saying. I think the John Cougar Mellencamp of our universe becomes Sonic Boom or Sonic of Sonic Boom.
Yeah. Well, you're sounding a little bit like Dan Brown, Alan Black.
All those guys with the colors in their names.
I can't make that joke. You're leading me into something.
Yeah, I am. I'm leading you to... But hey, you know what kind of colors I do like? Sonic colors.
Sonic colors. He expresses love. Sonic loves every color, every person, every place. He doesn't care.
Except for John Cougar Mellencamp, because he's a dark reflection of what he could be.
It's a dark reflection.
I'm saying is we need to stop John Cougar Mellencamp before he turns into Sonic from Sonic Boom.
Is he an anthropomorphic cougar?
It's tricky.
Let's save this for Sonic News and Tunes. We're on Domino's Goes right now.
Oh, we are? Okay, good.
We need to talk up pizza. Sonic's taking a little forefront this week. A lot of strong opinions and feelings.
A lot of good theories. We're theory crafting Sonic right now.
Theory crafting.
Yeah. But you know what I'm into? Pizza crafting.
Ugh, pizza craft. And who better a pizza crafter than Domino's? But Alan, I've been hearing, you've been going rogue on me. Not that's bad. You're exploring enemy territory.
Yeah, you know what I like to do sometimes? I like to scope out Domino's competition. You know, pick up, you know, go to one of the little guys.
I've seen some of your emails, like, of the notes you've sent to Domino's to try to keep them, you know.
Yeah, I'm a corporate spy for Domino's. Like,
not a spy, just a, you
not
know.
A spy, just a consultant.
Just a consultant.
Just a concerned citizen, I guess. Concerned customer. I'm just sending them things about what they can do better.
Their long cheese consistency, stuff about, like, how well it handles under heat duress. Really crazy stuff.
Yeah, but I go to these other restaurants. I have like cotton swabs. I take a little swab of the sauce, put it in a petri dish, stick it in my pocket discreetly, things like that.
I thought that was blood.
Well, I've got those too, because I do take the blood of all the other pizza chain employees, and I test it, and then I shut them down whenever it turns out they're smoking that dank herb.
Oh, I thought you were trying to like test them for like genetic manipulation.
That too, because you know,
a lot of dank herb, not a lot of genetic manipulation.
No, a little bit of both. You know, like Little Caesars, that $5 pizza. You know they're modifying their employees. They're cloning those guys in vats of marinara. They're just popping them out by day.
I'm just imagining them floating in a clear pool of marinara, like it's Star Wars Episode 5. Not as good as Sonic Adventure 2. Just want to say.
You know,
this
Sonic Shadow Float. I get those guys mixed up all the time. Fuck. That happens every goddamn time. That happens every time I say Shadow.
Anyway. But I want to hear about this pie you've been reviewing, buddy.
So I went to Gumby's Pizza, which is a little local pizza joint. And I tried out their stoner pie.
Stoner pie, kids.
Yeah.
If you got those blunts blazing, take a big old puff.
Tell your niece or nephew to tune in right now, Russ. They're gonna love it.
Stoner pie, is it like some sort of weird fruit with weed on it?
No. It doesn't have any pineapple, that's for goddamn sure.
Oh, thanks, okay.
Yeah. What it does have is it has extra cheese, extra bacon.
Oof. Oh, wow. Okay, those are two good things.
Those are pretty good. That's a little bit, you know, that's not that out of the ordinary. Here's where it gets, real fucked up.
I don't know where this is going. I'm a little
Mozzarella sticks.
Ooh, mozzarella.
They take the sticks, they chop them up into little slices, so they're thin, almost like pepperonis, almost. They put that all over the pizza. They have french fries, just toss them on there. French fries. Beautiful. Just on there.
I'm weeping.
Yeah. It was good, though. Hoo boy, was it good.
Potato?
Yeah, it was good.
That crispity crunch? I don't know, dude. Once you start getting into that kind of, like... I don't know, once you start putting some french fries on there, I don't know if that fried goodness holds up.
I think that those potatoes gave it a good, they gave it, like, an extra heft. They gave it some good substance to it. I ate, like, two pieces of that. I was full, man.
I'm tired of these bullshit pizzas that offer style, no substance. I'm looking at you, Pizza Hut.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We already talked about that bullshit Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle pizza last week.
Hey.
Like, I get your gimmick. You're trying to slice it four ways. I'm supposed to eat it in a sewer with a rat guy or something?
Very funny, guys.
I hear what you're doing. Caught your ref here. But nah. But this, I think, had some good substance. It was pretty good. Heated up today, popped in the oven, 420 degrees, 10 minutes.
Hey,
good
dude,
again.
Can I ask you a question that might scare you?
Yeah.
When they do roll out that new Sonic movie produced by Sony, there's a lot to be worried with that production. Don't get me wrong. I don't want to get started. Once you get out,
do you think they're
going to
make a Pizza Hut? Do you think they're going to make a Pizza Hut? Is that what you're going to ask?
I'm afraid. I'm just afraid. Listen, they might have.
You don't think
they'll
have the foresight to get Domino's?
I don't know. I don't know these people. I don't know who's running this production. For all we might get it, I'd like to imagine we're getting like P.T. Anderson, or maybe like a Spielberg.
Which one's P.T. Anderson? Is he this? That's P.T. Barnum. I was thinking P.T. Barnum.
Yes, they're going to get the old circus guy back.
It's the greatest show on earth.
Listen, he knows a thing or two about rings.
A sucker's born every minute, and they're all watching Sonic Boom.
Anyway, no, P.T. Anderson was the guy who did There Will Be Blood. You know, we're talking Steven Soderbergh. I'm thinking they're going to get top-tier talent on this one. But
hey, this is something I've always wanted to talk about in maybe a later episode, but since we'll dip into this real quick before we get in, hold on, let's get into your Zaw loadout, and then we'll talk about this in the news section.
We're going
to
talk about
what was your Zaw loadout?
I kind of have a follow-up from last week.
Okay.
Unexpected. Were you expecting this?
Mm. We definitely didn't record this and then stop recording it later. This is definitely the first time we've talked about any of this.
I feel like it's more fresh insight. Alan here is playing some inside baseball. Don't listen to him.
We're talking up.
I tried out something Alan recommended as one of his preferred loadouts.
Oh, yeah.
This is what he considers the game to bring when it comes to pizza.
This is the heat I spit every week.
Listen, you may be able to compete with this if you're lucky, but you ain't topping it easily. And that's the Philly cheesesteak pizza.
Aw, yeah.
And I actually wrote some notes down here, buddy, about it.
Okay. Read them out.
These are my thoughts. They're what came out at me. I don't know how you'll feel about them.
Give me them.
I'm afraid it might hurt your feelings, but
I can take it. Okay. I'm a big boy. I'm a big pizza-loving boy.
First bite, love that crisp crunch.
Oh, yeah. The crisp crunch of what, exactly? Because there's a lot of good, crispy, crunchy bits.
We're talking well-cooked, delicious mushrooms. Oh.
Mm-mm-mm.
I'm talking up onion.
Onions? Oh. Green peppers?
Shreks, as some call them.
I call them little mini Shreks.
Oh, a pepper? A pepperish pepper? Were there peppers on it again?
Maybe I can't remember if it comes default on there or if that's one of my custom loadouts.
Listen, I remember there being a pepper on there, and oh boy, howdy. Crisp and crunchy, and the crust.
Premium green bell peppers, and that crust.
Oh, garlicky, buttery? Oh, tasty. Oh, and you bring some of that garlic dipping sauce in there.
Ooh.
That game's on point.
Oh yeah, it is.
What did you call that again?
What? I called it pizza lube, didn't I?
Food lube.
Food lube. You get some of that, makes it go down real smooth.
Real smooth.
You can just gulp it.
Something smooth I miss. Miss that tomato sauce on that pizza.
That robust sauce.
Listen, I may just be a robust guy who likes robust things. Who's to say?
Yeah. That's what your license plate says. It says robust.
It stands for robust Russ. And
yeah. That's how your parents named you that.
That's why they named me that.
Your full name is Robust Us Walsh.
Robustus.
Robustus.
Dr. Octavia Robust Walsh.
Yep, that's it. I'm really keeping an eye on you because I think you're going to become a villain.
Nah, come on, with a
fucked up name like that.
Yeah, come on.
Sorry.
Man.
Okay.
I'm no Dr. Ivo Kintobor.
Dr. Julian Ivo Kintobor?
Julio Ivo Kintobor. No. Yeah. And I want to share some more about this pizza. I apologize for bringing up some backstory.
Okay. Go ahead.
Try to meet this stuff out. So miss that tomato sauce. Real heartache. No, the pizza sauce wasn't very heavy, and I did not get heartburn, and my heart ached that way. It hurt on a spiritual level. Missed the sauce.
I can understand that. Sometimes, though, you gotta expand your boundaries. You gotta look at some other pizzas.
No, I feel you. Listen.
Yeah, it makes you, because still, in my heart, that robust sauce is what I come home to, but you gotta mix it up, man.
You gotta mix it up.
Yeah,
Isn't it already mixed, though? Don't they mix it already?
Don't they mix what up already?
The sauce?
They put it in one of those big cloning vats with their employees that are perfect.
Domino's doesn't clone their employees.
No, they have one perfect employee.
And that's right, I forgot about that.
He's the ultimate life form, and his name is...
They captured Shadow the Hedgehog?
I was about to say Sonic again. Fuck.
They're easy to mix up. I'm sorry,
I can't help it. I get those guys mixed up all the time. God.
But I gotta say, the cheese brought it.
Oh yeah, that cheese is good. I tried making sometimes they're coupons. I'm always trying to mess with the coupons, get the maximum pizza for the minimum price, solving all these equations and shit. It's crazy. I tried to make a homebrew pizza for one of theirs once. Tried just making it myself, put the white sauce on there, had the mushrooms, had the peppers, had the Philly cheesesteak. When I got it, when I had the guy deliver it, was not the same. I don't know what the special missing ingredient is.
I tried building one myself. And this is,
I don't know if they put different cheese on
it. This is a man who's dedicated his life to the craft, and he's still...
No. I don't know if they put some different kind of cheese on there. I don't know what
ultimate
it is.
Life form, whoever you are, he's got the helping hand, though. We're lucky he's on our side.
Yeah, because his name's Sonic.
You mean Shadow?
Fuck. God damn it.
Speaking of a helping hand, what about a given hand?
Given hand. It's holiday season, boys. Come on. We got some gift suggestions.
We got some gift suggestions. We want you to take something special back to Mom, Pa, Kettle this Christmas. And
yeah. Niece, nephew, smoking blunts.
Listen, instead of getting them the plain old pipe or vaporizer or whatever the shit you're going to get them this year, why not get them something a little pizza flavored?
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Stick one of these in their stocking.
Yeah. Grab a slice of pizza and stuff it in their stocking for something crazy. It's actually a good idea because the grease might get everywhere, which is a little
gross. it's gonna be dripping. It's gonna be translucent.
So instead of that, you know, first recommendation, the Domino's gift card.
Oh yeah, always good.
And you know what? That might seem a little impersonal. Why not buy them a Domino's pizza?
Yeah, why don't you? I'm sure they're open on
Christmas. No. Let me finish.
Oh.
Hi. Get that layer of cheese, pull it up real easy like you're unwrapping a present before Mom and Dad get some.
Ooh.
Slide the card in there. When that person's taking a chomp down on their perfect piece of pizza, they'll go like, "Oi, what's this piece of plastic in here?" And it turns out that slice of pizza that they just took a bite into just transformed into more pizza.
Ooh, that's good. That's like never-ending pizza. They take that card out, they punch it in on the website online, they order more pizza. By the time they're done with their pizza, they've already got one at their door.
Infinite.
Endless pizza.
And isn't that what Christmas is about? Is about the love infinite?
Yeah, the gift of the Magi. Gift of the...
This ain't no gift of the Magi. Don't worry. Don't trade in your own pizza to buy them.
Man, what if I had to trade in my Sonic memorabilia to get you a pizza card, and you had traded in your pizza card to get me Sonic memorabilia?
Well, then we just start from ground one. It's not really a gift of the Magi. Well, I guess I'd have to
trade in. You traded in some... Yeah, we'd have to shave our head, and like you probably had to sell one of your Beach Queens.
And then I'd have to sell my teeth or something.
Yeah, I don't
know. Don't sell your teeth. Though. People don't want teeth for Christmas anymore. That's fucked up.
No, who wants a tooth? Come on.
Ain't that the tooth?
Yeah, you do need teeth to eat pizza, though, so they have some utility.
And don't put teeth in the pizza. That'll just creep them out.
No. That's what Pizza Hut does, because they're gross.
They're gross.
They're horrible genetic like monstrosities. Their teeth and hair are falling out into their pizza all the time.
I don't think I like Pizza Hut after Junji Ito took over the company.
Yeah, it's gross. I don't like it. There's a big head balloon floating outside the Pizza Hut last time I was there.
I think that might be somebody who ironically walked in there saying, "I got a big head," and then they ironically turned into a big monster balloon.
Yeah, they turned into a big monster balloon. Yeah. I shot it with a crossbow, and one of the guys behind the counter's head exploded. It was bad.
Anyway,
it was no good.
Another gift idea: a pizza cutter.
Yeah. Now, what kind of pizza cutter are you talking about? You talking about plastic? You talking about metal?
I'm talking about a katana.
Oh, yeah. Well, hold on. We're not getting into Pizza Hut Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle thing. We're talking about actual katana cut.
Not just some
sort of bullshit four-piece
thing. No. I want you to head down to Japan and talk to the metalsmiths of ancient Nippon.
Did I ever tell you about how when I'm in my sophomore year thermodynamics class, we were talking about metallurgy in like class one day because he was talking about like different like critical temperatures or some bullshit physics stuff. I don't know. But... like mid-class, some like weeaboo fuck a guy in a trench coat that like I don't think he's in physics anymore because it was too tough and he wimped out. But he raised his hand and then went on like a 2 or 3 minute speech about how people make katanas.
He was cool. You had to call me out on blast here, Alan. Okay.
Yeah, listen. I'm sorry. I said he was wearing a trench coat. I didn't say he was wearing a Sonic hat. I didn't want to reveal that much.
Listen, just because I respect the beauty of the craft. You know what? If you don't want it on the list, it's deleted. It's gone. Don't buy your family member a fucking katana, or Alan will make fun of you on a podcast.
Go get a Western blade for real. Just go get a claymore or something.
Get a claymore or a broadsword, because some people don't care about some the power and the beauty of precision metallurgy from the Fuji. So you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Whatever. Okay. You know, sorry.
I don't even want to. Merry Christmas. This is what you give me: a big old lump of coal.
Yeah. It's. No. Look at that lump of coal more. It's just a burned pizza.
Domino's goes. I'll do the next one. Cookie cutters. You could get a cookie cutter. You could get a cookie cutter and cut up a pizza, like a cheap pizza. If you're having some Domino's or something fancy like that.
Yeah, you don't want to taint it. But if you're getting like a little Caesars or something, $5, it's might as well just you know.
you know, triangles are the strongest shape in nature.
Yeah, that's true.
And so you're going to want to keep it for that. With such a strong flavor, you want the strongest shape. But if you're getting your kids, like, I don't know, some...
If you're like a busy soccer mom and you're just like stopping on the way home from ballet practice or whatever the hell you people do, you like, and you're just like, I need to feed these kids real quick. And you're
putting
like,
the moms of the world on blast.
Yeah, these moms of the world, I say you need to take your kids' health and diet more seriously. You shouldn't be feeding them this $5 cardboard that Little Caesars is serving you up, made by these genetic freaks. What you need to do is you need to go to Domino's and get some real artesian pizza. Give that to those kids, that robust sauce makes them grow up to be robust adults. Think about it.
But
if you're going to go ahead and give them that cardboard Little Caesars bullshit, might as well cut it into some fun shapes. So maybe your kids won't remember how shitty their life is because they're eating this $5 cheapo pizza.
Hey, maybe buy Sonic Sonic-themed ones. You know what I'm saying? Maybe they'll have some fun. I don't know.
Maybe cut it into like a Master Emerald. Think about that.
Oh, gross. Sorry about that. I'll cut that out. The Royal Cola is getting into my throat.
I can't believe you with this Royal Cola. Listen, come on.
It's disgusting.
I'm sipping on Pepsi Max right now, and it's lubing up.
Speaking of royalty, wait, Alan, are you kidding? Alan is, he gets a little pernicious around the holidays. He likes to take the task out on people. A Sally Olympish. Acorn Beach Queen.
Yeah, listen, I got one.
Dude, don't fucking make fun of me.
No, I got one.
Alan, you know, I feel like you're being a little hard on me lately.
I don't know. I think, I'm saying this is a genuinely good gift.
It doesn't exist. I would have bought it already.
I got it specially imported, Russ.
Did you 3D print it? Like, you used a 3D printer to make your own?
Yeah, I was actually about to say that. That was my original joke, and you read my mind. Fuck.
Well, you had it imported because you had
because I don't have a 3D printer. I had somebody in the hills of Japan 3D print it.
Then so you had Yuji Naka approve it, even though he had nothing to do with the design of Sally Acorn, who is an American character.
I actually had it drawn up a couple of years ago. I had the 3D, like the CAD file or whatever the hell. I mailed it to somebody in Japan. They 3D printed it. They painted it. They mailed it to Yuji Naka. He looked at it, and he's like, this is a quality beach queen. And then he mailed it to me. He stamped it, and he mailed it to me, and it's sitting right here on my desk, and I'm caressing it as I do in my every waking moment.
Do you mind if I feel that?
Yeah, you can.
Oh my god, this PVC, it's like a pillow. It's pillow soft. Holy shit.
Feel the boobs. Oh.
What did you say?
Feel the boobs on the beach, queen. Feel the boobs on the beach.
Your girlfriend, she's going to hear this.
Whatever, just do it.
Okay, Come on. Squeeze it up. Oh my god.
That's not PVC. It's silicone. It had it custom molded, injected right in there.
You know there's a line of, I think there's a line of figures that actually does
that. Yeah, I know there are. I know there are. That's how I did it.
So this is like a beach queen fusion, like a Thai Mexican fusion.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
That's pretty good. That's interculturalism, and that's why we love Sonic.
Yeah. We already discussed this before. We're talking before the show, just talking about how Sonic, Domino's, both worldwide phenomenons, both distinctly American though, much like Pitbull, Mr. Worldwide. Beautiful.
That's the next thing on our list, the new Pitbull CD.
Yeah. Russ has a vendetta with Pitbull, though.
The time I had a nightmare where Pitbull beat me up. Then I tweeted about it. Never got a response from Pitbull.
Ominous phone call, though.
He hit me up and he said, Mr. Worldwide's going to take you out of this world. And I was going to cry.
Yeah. What happened is we were recording this about 30 minutes ago. He got this call right after the thing about Pitbull. A laser sight appeared on Russ's forehead. I had to tackle him to the ground. We boarded up the windows. He's probably still outside. It's hard to tell. I'm hearing some distinctly Latin beats coming from outside. So
the Italian flavor. I hear Fiat's charging. I've never heard. I think I've heard the Keisha song. I don't even think Keisha will defend us anymore. What are we going to do?
I don't know. Somebody's yelling timber. That's all I know.
Oh my god, a tree!
Shit.
Speaking of trees,
Dank Herb?
I guess Dank Herb. Get your loved one Dank Herb for this season, I guess.
I guess so.
It's legal in some places. Where I live, it's legal.
Yeah, not here.
Don't live where he lives right now. Pitbull will kill you.
Yeah, but Pitbull will kill you where you live, so.
Well, that's the vendetta thing.
Yeah, I don't know.
He's an East Coast guy. I don't think he likes it out here.
I don't know. That's probably why he's trying to kill you. He's upset you made him travel across the country.
But he's Mr. International. You think he'd like everywhere. I don't know. Sonic likes everywhere.
Sonic does like everywhere. He doesn't care where you are. He loves you no matter what. He doesn't care about your weed laws either.
Bless you, Sonic. Yeah. Bless. Blessed. Hashtag. Speaking of Sonic, we got our favorite part of the show. Sonic Reviews News. Oh, God, I burped. Okay, I'm going to edit this out. Sonic Reviews News and Toots.
Yeah.
Ooh, baby.
So, I guess we got into a little bit of the news before when we were talking about the shitty Sonic Twitter account. I guess that's kind of news that they exist in the world.
It's news in the way that, like, national tragedies are news. Like, it's like reading an obituary. It's like watching somebody you love die.
Yeah, it's like hearing the death rattle of your grandma. Ugh. It's the worst.
Yeah. Sorry. Sadly enough, my grandma's last words were, "Don't let Sonic Boom remain on air," and she whispered them in my ears. And
that's really weird, because my grandma said, "Why are his arms blue?"
It was really, it was a huge bummer. I miss you, Grammy.
Yeah, I miss you too, Meemaw.
The only Sonic fan bigger than I.
She
used her vast wealth to, turn her hair into quills. That's probably what did her in, but still.
Yeah, it was worth it. I've been considering the same thing. Hoping the technology has finally progressed enough to be safe so I can get this surgery, turn my hair into quills, so I can be a true quill head. True. Sonic underscore Hedgehog won't give me their fucking hat.
Yeah.
Come on.
Come on, Sonic.
Come on.
Come on, Sonic underscore
Anyway, Hedgehog. Speaking of death rattles, I watched a couple of episodes of Sonic Boom this week, and, well, I'll give you a selection between the two episodes I watched. I watched episodes 4 and then 6, because I think 5 looked especially awful and I didn't feel like watching it. So, I don't know. Do you want to watch the episode? I'll give you two episode names. I want you to pick one.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Give me the names.
Okay. Episode 4, Buster.
Oh, no.
Or episode 6, Fortress of Squalitude.
I'm feeling 6, just because 666, and maybe we'll be able to prove that this is the function of Satan and get the papacy on our side, take this down to the inside.
That's probably a good idea, because episode 4 I have a lot more notes on, and I was a lot more negative on. Well, I don't know. I hate him so much.
I think that when you had your brain capacity for hatred was a lot more before you got so strucken and attacked by this.
Yeah, by episode 6, I was just in a drunken haze, and I was just like punching randomly on the keys on my keyboard.
Man, what's
in my Okay, head? So Fortress of Squalitude. There's some bullshit plot about, like, Eggman wants to decorate his fortress for a villain home decoration magazine or something. And then also, Amy is trying to...
pause for a second?
Yeah.
There are official publications for villainy in the world of Sonic Boom.
Yeah, there are.
And who runs it? I thought there were just animal people.
Well, all the people that were on the show were animal people, except for Dr. Robotnik, so I don't really know what's going on. But let me keep on going.
I'm sorry.
So concurrent to this happening is Amy is trying to plan what I'm assuming is like a Thanksgiving dinner. I don't know. I don't know what's up with it. She's planning a party. Nobody wants to help. Knuckles has his fist stuck inside of a turkey for some reason.
Because he wanted to fuck that turkey.
He's fisting a turkey. As we were talking about with those...
He wanted to put his dick in the turkey, and he wanted to see if his hand could fit in it, just to make sure.
Because echidnas have penises that kind of look like hands. Look it up.
Look it up, people.
Look it up, people. Look on
Knuckles
Extreme,
Dildo.
Look it up on extremerestraints.com.
Extremerestraints.com. Adam and Eve, if you want to.
It's whatever. It's everywhere. Go to your local sex shop, please. I get a cut of the check, because I designed it.
That was your Kickstarter?
That was my Kickstarter, yeah. I was the one, in addition to having that Beach Queen.
No, I meant Kickstarter, printed, excuse me, the erotic Kickstarter.
Sorry. Yeah, well, that's also how I got the Beach Queen, is I was raising enough money to 3D print a Beach Queen and a Knuckles dildo. I got the money. My backer rewards is I had to let people touch the boobs on the Beach Queen.
I wonder how much a Kickstarter, how many patrons there would be, because it would just be like 3 weirdos and they'd all pay $50,000 each.
Yeah, that's exactly it. It was. I got 3 weirdos to come by. They paid $50,000 each. They touched the boobs on the statue. They instantly ejaculated, and I was done. It was real easy.
Like, what would be the equivalent of, like, a simplified wallet on Kickstarter?
Like, like those, like, those five different minimalist wallets that I bought. Because I got really fucking tired of carrying a big fat-ass wallet in my pocket all the time. So I kickstarted, like, some minimalist wallets, and then when I got them, I realized, like, oh, wait, I actually need, a full-size wallet to carry around all my shit. This sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't know what the equivalent of that for Kickstarter would be.
It'd be a really tiny, either a really tiny beach queen that you can kind of pull out of your pocket and, like, caress during the day, or it would be a really tiny dildo, which I don't know what the utility of that would be.
Maybe a Tenga egg, or like a themed, like a Doctor Who themed Tenga egg.
It's bigger on the inside, though, so not very fun. It's not good. Yeah, you're feeling inadequate in there. It's bad.
Anyway.
Yeah, I don't know. Also, you're feeling inadequate because you're into Doctor Who, which is shitty.
Yeah, fuck you if you're into Doctor Who.
Doctor Who.
You know, there's only one person who's allowed to fuck with time and space, and that's Sonic the Hedgehog.
And Shadow with Chaos Control.
Shadow shouldn't be allowed to because he does illegal things and he's a bad guy.
He's a criminal.
But, you know what?
At the end of Shadow the Hedgehog, he did use Chaos Control to move that meteor out of the way or whatever.
I've never thought of a meteor role for that guy. Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was an ultimate pizza.
Yeah, that was bad. But, let's see. So this fucking Sonic Boom thing, let's go back to this hellscape.
I don't want to. I think that's kind of why I went on the tangent. I am so unhappy with everything.
Okay, I'm just going to read the bullet points. Okay. Knuckles gets hand stuck in turkey. Tails makes dubstep.
Repeat that again?
Tails makes dubstep.
Tails invents it?
I don't know if he invented it within the universe, because I don't know what is like in this world.
But they use Bangarang in the Sonic Boom trailer, which would mean Skrillex exists in this world?
I really don't know.
Would Skrillex also be competing for a spot in this villain's monthly quarterly thing?
Would Skrillex be a hedgehog too, and he would have crazy quills that just hang off one side of his head?
Is Skrillex, or whoever you are, call us up on the show.
His name is Quillex. He just has a bunch of quills on his head.
I don't believe that.
Yeah.
I think you're leading me on a bull. I still don't believe the Beach Queen thing, and I don't believe this.
Oh, it's... Well, this... everything I wrote down about this episode is true. So Eggman hires Amy to redecorate his lair. She does a bunch of bullshit. At one point, she hangs My Little Pony fan art on Eggman's wall. And I say it's My Little Pony fan art because it's not really, but there's, like, one that's, like, blue with, like, rainbow-colored mane, and there's a pink one, and there's an orange one, and there's a white one, and she hangs My Little Pony fan art on Eggman's wall. It happens.
Not a brony. He's evil, but he's not that.
Yeah, he's not that fucked up. Are you kidding me?
Are you fucking kidding me? When my childhood hero is watching a cartoon for girls, why don't you go...
Eggman's your childhood hero?
Cartoons. Eggman is not a childhood hero, but he's somebody who I would aspire against. I would follow every example that he would follow.
Except
but in
opposite.
Reverse. Except opposite.
He's like a Goofus to Sonic's Gallant.
Yeah, exactly. And the fact of the matter is, you're messing with him, you're turning him into a monster, and he's not even human to me anymore.
No, he's...
There was a humanity there.
Yeah, there was an egg... There's some sort of egg-shaped humanity there, and it's gone now. And in its space is just this horrific brony with a beautifully rendered mustache, but that's about all I can give
him. That's the last thing, but as it stands, that's the last thing about Eggman that's Eggman is that mustache, man.
Okay, so you did mention before that, like, who's making this villain interior design thing. It's a weird German rodent. He has a weird accent. He has a beret. He looks like he's probably
French,
into some kind of...
The French!
Yeah, but he has a German accent. Like, they're trying to lead me astray here.
I don't know
what they're doing.
I don't get it.
At some point, Knuckles eats napkins. It's bad. Knuckles, I really hate what they've done to this once beautiful and, like, proud
character. He was a strong man from a strong culture.
Yeah, they've ruined him. He's a caricature. It's offensive, honestly.
As you know how the echidnas were kind of a loose representation of the Mayans? Do you feel personally attacked?
Yeah, I do feel, as a Latino, I feel personally attacked by this. Yes. Are you kidding me?
Listen, he was a hero team.
Yeah, I aspired to be just like Knuckles. I was just running around. I'd call myself the fighting freak.
You would get beaten up on the playground, and your mom would come to you and be like, son, Sun, let me tell you of our forefathers and Knuckles.
Let me tell you about the Master Emerald. Let me tell you about Tikal, who had sealed herself inside there with chaos. God damn it. I was just punching the sides of cliffs, trying to stick my fists in there so I could climb up the side.
The French, racist, and Sega, shame on you for allowing this to happen.
Okay, the one weird thing that does happen is they finally fight animal-shaped robots in this episode.
Are you kidding? What? Huh?
They fight animal-shaped the iconic like bee robot, like the crab robot.
Do they fight the chameleon guy from Adventure?
They didn't fight. I didn't see him in there. Didn't see that one in there. But they fight them. Tails does kill one of the robot crabs with Amy's awful, awful My Little Pony fan art. So I guess that's two birds with one stone.
I guess. Tails, somehow able to retain his sanity in this world.
No, he's the one rogue element. He's broke out of the Matrix.
He took the red pill.
Remember? Took the red pill. Yeah.
Take the red pill, everybody.
The red pill is the Knuckles pill. And he's Knuckles is Orpheus in this situation, I guess.
He became the fighting freak.
Yeah, he's the ultimate fighting freak Knuckles.
Hey, God. Did you know that Neo also the same letter spell the one?
Wait, what? Oh, yeah.
So, whoa. Obviously talking about Sonic Adventure 1.
Yeah.
So, if you're in the Matrix, just escape from the city. Even though that's two.
Yeah, follow me. Set me free.
Think about
it. Whatever. Think about it. John follow Cougar your Mellon follow camp? Your rainbow. Huh? Sucking on chili dogs.
Did we make the John Cougar Mellencamp in this one or the other one? Anyway.
Shit. Okay, so did we talk about John Cougar Mellencamp being a dark reflection? I think it was this one.
Okay, good.
It's really starting to all blend together. But just in case you don't know. Just in case you don't know, John Cougar Mellencamp is a dark reflection and is the predecessor of the Sonic Boom Sonic because the denim is fused with his flesh. And turn his arms blue, I guess.
So what we're saying is don't trust people who wear denim jackets unless it's your dad and you can certify it's your dad.
Yeah, if you need to have him like tell you a joke and maybe and maybe talk about the deck or some grilling tips, and maybe then you can tell it's your dad.
If your dad can drop some grill knowledge on you, he might just be the real deal.
Yeah, if you're like, hey dad, should I flip this burger over once or twice? And he's like, oh, no. If he has a immediate and distinct response to that, then you're probably good. It's hard to tell.
If you want your chili dog game on point in case Sonic the Hedgehog does enter our reality and comes for dinner,
for every night. Yeah. Much like Jewish families during Passover, I have an empty chair at my dinner table for Sonic.
Exactly.
The Prophet Elijah? No. The Prophet Sonic.
Prophet Sonic. And yeah. Sonic could really bring some profits to that goddamn company if they knew how to run it!
Yeah. Oh, also at the very end of the episode, Sonic reveals that he has a coconut husk collection.
Yeah, that doesn't seem so out of line.
I mean, what would somebody like Sonic want to do with coconut husks?
He'd probably want to eat that endosperm.
Wait, what? Are you talking about fan fiction now?
Wait, excuse me. Endosperm is the...
It's like the seed bit inside, right? It's
I don't remember what endosperm is.
You're dropping some mad botanical.
Is it tissue produced inside the seeds of most flowering plants?
Is that the coconut husk, though? I thought that was like a... I guess the whole thing's a seed,
No,
right?
The endosperm, I think, is the actual drink. I don't know.
Are you drinking jizz?
Shout out to coconut water.
It's basically jizz. God, thanks a lot.
No problem.
Cool.
Sonic loves jizz because he loves people and he loves the rebirth process.
Yeah, he believes you get a power from it. It's a little bit shamanistic. I'm okay with it, though.
Listen, Sonic believes in a lot of things. You don't have to believe in it. You can if you want to.
No, he doesn't want you to. He's not forcing it on anybody. He's not going to make you, you know, he's not going to encourage you to drink this weird coconut jizz. But he'll do it.
He hopes
you respect it. He'll respect whatever sort of weird jizz you drink. Think about it. Okay, so I guess that was a review and a news.
I let Alan stand on his own on that one. I don't want to make a lot of comments. I don't want to get political on the podcast.
You don't want to get political about matters of the heart, by which I mean jizz.
Coconut good water, good for your heart.
Good for your jizz.
Speaking of the heart, let's talk some toots.
Okay, these two characters, I got two characters, they're a duo. They are from the Fleetway comics.
The Fleetway?
Yeah, they're from the Fleetway comics, And I want you to hold. I need you to brace yourself for us.
Okay. Should I do my Cockney British accent?
You should react to what I'm about to say in a Cockney British accent. Okay. Please, please, please. The characters, the toads that I'm highlighting this week are the two skinny llamas.
Ugh.
That wasn't Cockney.
Ugh. No, I don't. Alan, this is the episode where Alan's trying to upset me.
Yeah, it
He's
is.
He's trying to attack me.
I'm trying to attack you personally. I went after your beach queens. I went after your Alan, hatred of llamas.
Llamas, for those out there who don't know, I have a incriminating evidence that llamas are evil and want to kill us all. Because I was personally attacked.
Yeah, I never really got the full story on this. I just know you hate them and you
I
have
hate
trouble
llamas.
With...
I hate them.
Haunt,
I hate them.
They haunt you throughout Love Live. You're watching it and you're getting freaked out.
I'm not... We're not talking Love Live on this show until I get my girlfriend on here. So,
okay, fine.
That's her jurisdiction.
Yeah,
however,
that's her area of expertise.
However, llamas.
Yeah.
These motherfuckers. I was walking through a field with some friends looking at some lovely little lambs for the summer springtime sale of, you know, livestock
lambs?
Of all kinds.
They're selling lambs?
You sell them for breeding and stuff. I don't know.
That seems a little bit cruel to me.
I don't follow the business. Cruel. Listen. This isn't about ethics. Sonic believes in ethics of animals, but how he deals with it is by destroying robots.
You should have destroyed the metaphorical robots, by which I mean the farmers that own these llamas, and set them free.
Oh, God. You're getting political again. You're hurting my feelings, and you're hurting the listeners' feelings. Sorry.
I try to keep this apolitical. That's what Sonic would do.
That's what Sonic would do. All I'm saying is I'm looking through this field, walking back. I get knocked to the ground and almost stepped on by a llama motherfucker. And ever since then, I've hated those fuckers and I don't like seeing them.
Well, these two llamas, I think you'd be okay with them because they are villains.
Well, I hate them. And now you give me more incentive to hate them.
So, they were a pair. Okay, here's where it gets a little bit weird. They are a pair of TV celebrity chefs that hosted a show on Channel 1. Their preferred means of transportation is a motorcycle and a sidecar. They are an oblique reference to two celebrity chefs called the Two Fat Ladies, who also rode around in a motorcycle and sidecar. So that's a thing, I guess. They involve some sort of weird thing with a TV show food contest. They thought they were sabotaged. They accused another chef of putting mushy peas in his oven in their oven glove. Tails wound up breaking up this fight. It's weird. I don't know. One of the other guys on there, though, was named Galloping Graham, who kind of looks like Guy Fieri, but a horse. So
I want to call somebody out here real quick. Hey, Mark Millar, the creator of Kick-Ass, and actually a writer on Sonic Fleetway.
Really?
You fucked up again.
Wait, really?
Yeah, you didn't know this? That's where he got his start in comics.
Oh, whoa. This changes. That explains those really dark scenes.
He was a writer on Sonic Fleetway.
That explains that one comic where Sonic's rabbit pal got all of his bones broken.
Yes.
In a mugging? Yeah. Jeez.
I don't know. All I'm saying is that the fact that there are any llamas in any Sonic universe really bums me out.
Yeah, I mean, it's not all, you have to, I think maybe a good way to look at this, Russ, is to sort of think about these llamas in a way that you really hate them, but maybe it makes you appreciate Sonic a little bit more?
I don't think so, dude. I think it's a bum note, and I think it brings everybody down.
Do you feel this energy that was
projecting in this podcast before you brought up llama? 10
out
of 10.
It was 10 out of 10. We're talking about them beach queens, talking about that John Cucamelon camp.
We were hitting up everything, and it kind of has gone downhill. Frankly, I blame it on you.
Yeah, I'm really sorry. I knew I shouldn't have brought up such a touchy.
You know what?
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe what you should the only touchy subject you should bring up is your beach queen with
beach
the
queen
silicon.
Yeah, if you want to touch it for the rest of the show, you can. Here, I'm sliding across the desk to you.
Okay, I'm feeling it. It's making me feel a little better.
Calm down. Just feel on that beach queen. Well, you can. You want to borrow it for the rest of the night? You can have it.
Okay, it's mine.
Just wipe it off before you give it back to me, please. I don't want any of your coconut water.
I don't think I'm going to do that.
I don't want any of your coconut water on it, okay?
Speaking of coconut water, we're going to talk up some fan questions.
Yeah.
That okay. segue was light speed fast. You may have missed it. Let me repeat it. Speaking of coconut water, let's hit up some fan questions.
Yep, that's definitely a thing.
It's a segue.
That was a segue, all right.
Listen, segues can be whatever you want them to be, just so long as it keeps the flow.
Yeah, Paul Blart, whatever, segue.
Don't bring Paul Blart up here. You know what, fucking Alan, the podcast is over. It's done. I give up.
Whatever. Paul Blart, okay, hold on. Do you hate Paul Blart or llamas more? I want an answer.
Probably llamas more. I don't think Paul Blart could kill me unless he fell on me.
He could do that. He could eat you.
He would be
if you got locked in that mall with Paul Blart, he would eat you.
I would imagine it'd be like one of those boss battles where he would charge at you and you would get out of the way and he would hit his head against the wall and it'd give you two minutes to attack him from the side.
You'd have to like kick him and like hit him a bunch.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's actually, you know, that one, speaking of other games, that one like sumo wrestler dude from the first Crash Bandicoot game, it'd be just like that boss fight.
Yes. Because I know exactly what that is. I don't know what that fucking was. I play Sonic games, you dumb.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
The podcast
really,
is back.
I'm really fucking it up this episode.
You Shadow and Sonic. I think you'd learned that by now, you Philistine.
Hold on. Okay, hold on.
Just because you have a lot of money to throw around. Just because you have a lot of money to throw around on Kickstarter.
Not anymore. I spent it on the Beach Queens. I spent it on the Beach Queens and the dildos.
Why did you have it sent to Yuji Naka?
What? I had to get it approved, because otherwise it's worthless.
He didn't even work on that character as a fucking American cartoon.
Yeah, but his input matters to me. I can't caress that Beach Queen until I know it's okay.
Why don't I input your fucking head, you dum-dum?
Why don't you input your dick into that Beach Queen? It's a slot for it. Check it out. It's full size.
No more product placement on this guy's part, okay?
Okay, fine.
Let's get the podcast. Let's get this podcast over with.
Okay, fan questions. We still haven't done the fan questions.
Okay, what's our first fan question here?
Okay, maybe we shouldn't get to this first question because it's a little bit raunchy and rowdy.
No, wait, we're just gonna bring it up. Okay, we'll get through.
Fine. Okay, fine. Who asked this one again?
Drew4484, good friend of mine, took me out on the night of the town in Seattle. Lovely guy. Keep it
beautiful,
up, dude.
Beautiful man. Okay, when Sonic rolls up in a ball, is he going ass to mouth?
Yes. Anyway, next question.
Yeah. Next question. He has to, because that's the only way he can get that compact.
Yeah. Come on.
I mean,
listen,
come on.
It's not gross.
Yeah. You know how
the plastic mask on, you just never see him do it.
Yeah. He actually has the plastic bit on his asshole, so that way he doesn't actually make contact with that, and you can't.
That's
really
also
that
how
tails.
He holds his scrotum in. Isn't it like a plastic thing? Anyway, it's.
So he tucks the scrotum into his asshole?
Or something like that. Like a weird plastic clip thing.
Like
I haven't
seen
it personally.
Like he has a cup. He has like compression shorts that are fused into his flesh. Like John Cougar Mellencamp.
That's why he can't
call back.
Amy. Or Blaze the Cat. Anyway,
yeah,
let's continue.
Well, also because he doesn't want to, because... Because
he's asexual.
Because, well, no, we've discussed this before. He feels an undifferentiated love for all living beings.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah. So for him to pick one specific one to dedicate all his love to is impossible.
I apologize, not keeping up with my canon. Should have read some more books. I apologize.
You should have read them comics. Okay, so, yeah, ass to mouth, sure. It's fine. You know how in middle school, whenever you heard, do you ever hear that rumor that Marilyn Manson got his ribs cut out so he could suck his own dick?
No, I was good
friends
with
that
him, and he was very hurt by that.
Oh, that was a rumor I always heard. I talked to him too because I also am good friends with Marilyn Manson. I was hitting him up in the
DM.
Are
you sure
it
wasn't Marilyn Monroe?
Marilyn Monroe, well, she also had her ribs removed, but it was also for the same reason as Marilyn Manson, and that he wasn't trying to get more flexibility so he could suck his own dick, but he was trying to be like Sonic.
I guess we all are in our own special way.
Yeah. And we don't all have the money to remove our ribs so we can, like, put our mouths on our butts.
Because of these fucking one percenters. I'm sorry, political.
Yeah, you're getting on me about being political.
Listen, Mitt Romney, I know you have your own Sonic tail implants. I saw them wagging around when you were walking around. Guess what? Yeah, the layman like me can't afford that stuff. I just gotta wear my hat a lot.
Yeah. I mean, occupy Green Hill Zone is all I'm saying. But
occupy
whatever.
Sega, occupy France until I get Sonic Boom out of there.
For real, though,
get it back in the hands of
please,
American.
Please, Obama, please do something good for once. Occupy France. Obama, please. Come on.
Do not,
please,
actually, don't give Sonic back to Japan just because the yen's weak right now. If their economy resurged, I would not be able to afford all
these
beach
queens. We might
want to
keep a strategic reserve of Sonic. Maybe keep him right here in the U.S. for now.
Because, you know, Sonic is a, you know, it's a part of the GDP. Gross domestic product? Anyway.
You know what's a gross domestic product? Pizza Hut. Pizza gross. Hut.
Oh, gross.
Get out of here with that.
With your pizza crust, with your hot dog crust.
You know they got scary? Hot dogs in the crust?
They did at some point. I don't remember
when. Ugh, that sounds like a cheap gimmick they would try to pull.
I bet they would try to put chili on it just to attract Sonic, and Sonic would be like, no way, Jose. Sonic says avoid this shit.
Yes. He has the little Sonic Says thing pop up. He's like, nuh-uh, not that. Jaleel tried, yeah, they tried to get Jaleel to do a voiceover for the commercial. He just spit in their face.
Yeah.
Ain't about that.
Disgusting.
Yeah.
Anyway, should we move on to the next question?
Okay. This is one that I tried to crunch some numbers on before the podcast started. I was running out of time. If you had hedgehogs attached to a treadmill, how many would you need to approximate one Sonic of HP, which they noted as hedge power? Now, this is difficult, because Sonic's speed varies wildly between different games. It's a little bit difficult. I still don't know the guy's acceleration, mm-hmm. So I really don't know how fast this guy's going.
We can tell he's fast. That's called dogma, because we believe in Sonic.
Yeah, obviously. That's in the canon.
We just know he's fast, because we believe he's fast.
What I'm tempted to say is no amount of normal hedgehogs could ever match the amount of power that he brings. None.
And none of them could offer the same amount of friendship.
And none of them can match his heart. No.
Yeah. And that's what's important, you know?
Okay.
I just want to call this guy in Blast real quick. Mr. Malt Schlitzman? Hey.
Schlitz?
If you're trying to put us on Blast, if you think we're dum-dums or goofballs or cornheads, we're quillheads.
We're quillheads. Okay,
we're quillheads. And we believe in something, and maybe you don't believe in it. Maybe you're being a little facetious about Sonic. I know you're not coming from a bad place, but you are in a bad place, and you need to get educated. Read a book. Yeah. Go to your local library, you shit lord.
Yeah.
They put a lot of money into that. I used to live in a library when I was living hard, and beautiful place, beautiful interiors.
His garbage cans full of beach queens just rolling in around the library.
Thank you for keeping up with the canon of my life story.
I listened to like 5 minutes of that other podcast you do before they start talking about Homestuck, and I got real confused.
Anyway, speaking of getting confused, don't bring that up on this podcast. They're two separate universes. That's Altvert Universe Russ. He's a lot sadder. This guy's a lot cooler.
Yeah, this is cool. This is cool Russ I'm talking to.
Yeah.
Other Russ, I don't know what his life is like.
Speaking of other lives, let's bring up our last question on this episode.
Okay. What is your fave level in Sonic Adventure 2, and why is it the Chao Garden? Chao?
I've always called them Chao. Don't know the official nomenclature, I don't know the official pronunciation.
I don't really know either. When I was friends with a really religious guy in elementary school and middle school, and his parents made him quit playing Sonic Adventure 2 because they realized that Chao's is chaos, and they thought it was trying to see some sort of subliminal message.
The only subliminal message it's trying to send is to love and respect your children, which they
but also
did
they
not.
Completely disrespected. They didn't realize that like Chaos is like an actual dude in the game. Like they don't get the duality of the Chao's and then Chaos.
Damn,
they don't get it.
They don't get it. You were fighting Chaos with itself.
Yeah, think about it.
Robbie,
they're both things of the same coin. That's why I love this Chao Garden.
Robbie, I just want to say the guy who sent us this question. Robbie, thank you.
Thank you.
Realize that. For too long, I've been in the dark. I used to think in the world in blacks and whites, but you know what? Maybe there's some gray in the middle.
Yeah. Maybe there's some silver. Silver the Hedgehog.
Silver the Hedgehog. Very morally ambiguous character.
Yeah, really.
A lot like a Frank Miller character. I would say he's the Frank Miller Batman of the Sonic universe. Just saying.
Definitely. If you could make an argument for Shadow, maybe.
Did you just bring up Sonic again?
Wait, which one?
Oh my god, Alan.
Wait, I think I got the right one right this time. I said Sonic, right?
Just giving you shit, buddy.
The guy with the rocket shoes? The guy with the rocket shoes, right? That's Sonic. Shit.
I like messing with this guy, but he likes messing with me too, because we're friends and buds
and
stuff.
Just a bunch of quillheads.
Quillheads, pizza reviews, Sonic reviews. Glad to be here. Man, what a good episode.
Yeah, man, this was good.
We hit emotional highs and emotional lows.
Yeah, we hit a little bit of everything in here.
But yeah. Alan?
Yeah.
I could not have thought of a better podcast to podcast than with you.
This was a real dream of a cast. Yep. Just dreaming it up.
We need to hit up plugs. Social networking. Hit me up. I'm twitter.com/pissgoblin. Pissgoblin.tumblr.com.
You know, I was watching Labyrinth the other day, and I realized that Hoggle was a sort of goblin that is pissing. Is that what you're named after?
I'm a big fan of Labyrinth, actually. That may be one of my favorite movies of all time. Never made that connection. Never made that connection.
Is he a goblin, or is he... I don't know what he is.
I think he's a goblin, you know.
Yeah, he's a goblin, but he's introduced pissing. So I immediately thought of this.
Go to Amazon.com, purchase Return to Labyrinth, published by Tokyopop, the manga sequel to Labyrinth actually existed.
How is manga Bowie?
He's looking beautiful.
What's his crotch situation like?
His crotch situation, not as good as in the movie. His hair. His hair, though.
Oh, he's got some like Super Saiyan action going on. He's like, bouncing.
Let's just say Goku would probably ask him for a ref for his hair taker.
Goku, more like, go get me some of your hair gel.
Goku, more like, go. Fuck, I don't know. Goku, like, I apologize. Goku.
More like, go to hell with your Super Saiyan bullshit.
Don't you fucking talk bad on Goku.
I'm just saying that Super Saiyans are a ripoff of Supersonic.
It's true, but they tried so hard. I felt bad.
I mean, like, Goku is the closest we'll ever get to human Sonic. Or not even really human, but real close. Ugh. Real close. You guys almost did it. You almost had it. I don't know. It's kind of sad, really. That's my problem with the whole DBZ franchise.
Shout out to Akira Toriyama. Sorry, Sonic already exists, bro.
It was a good try, but you can't really compete. Sorry.
I saw that new Dragon Ball Z.
Saw the movie?
What's up with that? Battle of Gods? Why was Sonic invited to that?
He's the god of swords.
Well, you know, I'm just saying.
You know what would have been good? After the credits, after like he called on the audience to help him with a spirit bomb or whatever he did. Like, I don't know what Goku did in that movie, but after that, after the credits are rolled, quick cut. There's somebody. Who's that guy? Who's this blue character?
Wait a second. We need you to join the Avengers Initiative.
We need you to join.
You're joining the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Imagine Goku
punching Benedict Cumberbatch in the face. I want you to feel that.
I think about that every goddamn day, and that's the only way I can sleep at night is hoping that he'll punch that angly-faced fuck. I hate that guy.
Fuck you, Benedict Cumberbatch.
Get out of here.
I want Goku to make some extra face ridges for that guy with a couple swiftly aimed punches.
Some key blasts.
I want Sonic to cut off even more face ridges for the Loki guy. Bam, bam, face ridge out.
Yeah, how about you redistribute those face ridges? Give them to the Loki guy. I don't know. He has a lot too, though.
He does. They all do.
All these weird pale British guys with face ridges.
Do you think people? They're so, like, they were so hardened by that Fleetway comic with those llamas and people getting the shit beat out of them.
Yeah, yeah.
That they, like, they just had to turn hard themselves and literally get ridges.
They turned into, like, some sort of, like, Jojolian stone people.
Yes.
These dickless stone monsters.
It's Jojo Lion. Come on.
Jojo Lion? No, it's not.
Yeah, that's named after Pygmalion. Oh, wait. Good point.
Yeah, it's exactly like I said it.
You got me this time, buddy.
Not Jojo Lion. Jojo Lion would be cool if he had some sort of lion stand.
Do you have any plugs, Alan? Do you got anything to plug?
I guess my Twitter, @ActionAlan. I don't... I mean, I guess that's it.
Okay.
Do I have anything else? No.
I mean, you do have your one-man production team.
Yeah, you know, my one-man... But that's already been kickstarted. If you want to place an order, you can place one at SallyAcorn420XXX dot... XX.
Wait, why did I... oh my god, that was in my niece's Gmail inbox. I thought it was peeking over her shoulder. Gender free. Oh my god, did you really sell one to my niece/nephew?
I haven't got the order placed in, but I already called my 3D printer guy. Shit. He's firing up the PVC machine.
You are ruining my child, you know. Oh my god, I just revealed something big. Excuse me, I think we gotta get off the air right now.
Shit.
Oh, fuck.
Wait a second. I don't like the incestual implications of this, Ross. This is taking it to a dark place.
Wait, when did it become incestual?
Your nephew is also your son.
No, I just gave it to my sister.
Oh, okay, that's a lot better. Thank god.
Jesus Christ. Whew. What
that
are
was
you?
Almost as dark as the llamas. God.
I can't believe my co-host is this stupid.
I can't believe... Is that the new anime? Hit anime?
Yeah. Hit. I can't believe my podcast co-host is this cutely stupid. It's almost cute how stupid you are.
I'm a real baka.
Good night, folks. Have a good one.
Oh, hold on. Remember, what's our... Live and learn.
Remember. Live and learn. Okay, 3, 2, 1.
Wait. Remember. Live and learn. Live and learn. Fuck. Okay, that's it.
That's it. You want to do one more clap?
Whew. Yeah, okay, one more clap. Okay. All right. Okay, 3, 2, 1.
I was early. Want to try it again?
Okay. 3, 2, 1.
That was good.
Okay, good. I'll stop right now.